Por la hermana Jacob Phillips.
We are so thankful to have his wife and family with us.
Muy agradecido de tener su familia y su esposa en este lugar.
If you're going to preach with the preacher tonight,
si vas a predicar con el predicador,
go ahead and clap your hands and lift up a shout of praise to God.
Aplaudir la mano de alabanza al
Señor. Brother Phillips, preach to us tonight.
Que nos predique esta noche.
Why don't you give that hand clap to the Lord and make his praise glorious? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody make his praise glorious in this house.
Alguien haga su alabanza gloriosa en esta casa.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesús.
Man, I want to go quickly to the word of the Lord, Psalms chapter 30.
Quiero ir rápidamente a la palabra Salmo 130.
There are two things that I feel like I need to deliver tonight before we get into the word of the Lord.
Y hay dos cosas que siento que tengo que compartir antes que entremos en la palabra.
I was praying this week over the new year.
Estaba orando esta semana para el nuevo año.
And sometimes God gives you a word for a church.
Y a veces Dios te da una palabra para la iglesia.
But Pastor Collins, I felt like God gave me a word for the movement.
Pero yo siento que recibí palabra para el movimiento.
And that was the fact that the gift of faith is being released in the apostolic church in 2024.
Y es el hecho que el don de la fe va a ser soltada a la iglesia en el 2024.
You say, well, I don't really know what that means. I'm going to tell you what it means.
Yo no sé qué significa, pero te digo lo que significa.
God is going to increase your faith.
Dios va a aumentar tu fe.
So that you can lay hands on the sick.
Para que puedas poner tus manos sobre el enfermo.
And see him recover.
Y puedes ver una sanidad.
God is going to increase your faith.
Dios va a aumentar tu fe.
So that you can cast out devils.
Para que puedas echar fuera demonios.
God's going to increase your faith.
Dios va a aumentar tu fe.
So that you can win a soul.
Para que ganes una alma.
Would you just lift your hands right now and say, God, increase my faith.
Levanta tus manos, Dios, aumenta mi fe.
I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yo creo, pero ayuda mi incredulidad.
Increase my faith.
Aumenta mi fe.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Hallelujah. The other thing that I want to tell you is what I felt tonight when I got on the property.
La otra cosa que sentí es cuando vine aquí a la propiedad.
I drove in almost on two wheels.
Entré casi en dos llantas.
And the Holy Ghost spoke to me.
Y el Espíritu Santo me habló.
And Pastor Collins, this was the word from the Lord.
Esta era la palabra del Señor, Pastor.
There is fixing to be a second generational revival at New Life.
Va a haber una generación de la segunda generación.
Well, what does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
That means those of you that got the Holy Ghost in 20.
Significa que los que recibieron el Espíritu Santo en 20.
21.
21.
22,
22,
23,
23.
You're fixing to start seeing a harvest in your life.
Van a ver cosecha en tu vida.
There's fixing to be a revival, a second generation.
Va a haber un avivamiento.
He's going to add to the church daily.
Él va a agregar a la iglesia diario.
The same that should be saved.
Los que pueden ser salvados.
I just believe that there's some of you that have never taught a Bible study.
Yo creo que hay unos que no han enseñado estudios aquí.
You're fixing to receive an anointing from God to start teaching.
Y van a recibir unción para que enseñen
uno.
You've
never prayed anybody through to the Holy Ghost.
Nunca has orado con alguien para que reciba.
But you're fixing to receive an authority to lay hands.
Pero vas a recibir autoridad.
And they shall receive the gift.
Y recibirán el don.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Del Espíritu Santo.
If you believe it, clap your hands and
si
make
lo crees,
some Holy Ghost
de tus manos.
Amen. Psalms chapter 30.
Salmos 30.
And I just believe we're going to see that come to pass in this service.
Y yo creo que lo vamos a ver en este servicio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalms chapter 30. Give honor tonight to the wonderful ministry of this church.
Salmos 30. Doy honor a este grande ministerio de esta iglesia.
I love Bishop Sutton.
Yo amo al obispo.
And his wonderful wife.
Y su esposa maravillosa.
Amen. I love Pastor Collins.
Yo amo al Pastor Collins.
His wonderful wife.
Y su familia maravillosa.
The whole Sutton clan.
Toda la familia.
Man, I love them very much.
Yo los amo,
and I love
amo
this
mucho.
Church.
Y yo amo esta iglesia.
Give honor tonight, my wonderful wife. I love you.
Doy honor
so
a mi esposa.
Glad you're here with me.
Y estoy feliz que ella está conmigo.
Amen. Psalms chapter 30, verse 1.
Salmos 30, verso 1.
I will extol thee, O Lord. For thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. He said, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Verse 5 is a very familiar verse that we quote often.
El verso 5 es muy familiar, que lo decimos mucho.
However, we don't typically quote it in its entirety.
Pero típicamente no lo leemos completamente.
And we're going to address that tonight.
Y vamos a hablar de eso esta noche.
Verse 5 says, for his anger endureth but a moment, but in his favor is life. Then goes on with the part that we like, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. With that being said, today I want to preach with your help and the help of the Lord.
Quiero predicar con la ayuda de Dios y la ayuda de ustedes.
David's response or approach,
la respuesta de David,
to new seasons.
A nuevas temporadas.
David's approach to new seasons.
La respuesta de David a las nuevas temporadas.
It just feels like God's getting ready to do something new here, doesn't it?
Yo siento que Dios quiere hacer algo nuevo aquí.
Would you lift your hands with me and let's pray together right now? God, we love you, we thank you, we worship you, we praise you, we give you glory, we give you honor, for we know that there's nobody like you. Oh God, we trust you tonight because we know that you're here, that you're alive and you're well. Come on, would you lift your voice a little higher?
Levanten su voz.
Would you lift your voice a little higher?
Levanten su voz un poquito más.
Make your petition known before the Lord. God, save my family. God, save this city. God, save my neighborhood. God, change our world from right here in Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, Holy Ghost. Woo! Would you clap your hands unto the Lord one more time?
Aplauden sus manos una vez más.
And give God praise.
Y alaben a Dios.
Come on, would you give a great God a great praise?
Den al gran Dios una gran alabanza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. May be seated in the fear of the Lord.
Se pueden sentar.
Psalms chapter 30.
Salmos 30.
Like many psalms,
como muchos salmos,
is a psalm of praise.
Es un salmo de alabanza.
It is saying to magnify God.
Es para magnificar a Dios.
And to exalt him.
Y para exaltarlo.
For truly he is worthy.
Porque realmente es digno.
Of every praise that we can give him.
De toda alabanza que le podemos dar.
But it is saying in a very particular moment.
Pero es cantado en un momento muy particular.
Seasons in our life,
temporadas en nuestras vidas,
are replicated and seen in Scripture.
Son replicadas en las escrituras, en la Biblia.
We can find many times that the way seasons change in Scripture.
Podemos ver muchas veces la manera que cambian en las temporadas en escritura.
Is because what is happening at the house of God.
Es por lo que pasa en la casa de Dios.
We talk about the Babylonian captivity.
Hablamos de la cautiverio.
That is a season.
Esa es una temporada.
And it happened because of something that happened at the house of God.
Y sucedió porque algo sucedió en la casa de Dios.
We talk about the wandering in the wilderness.
Y hablamos de que estaban perdidos en el desierto.
The miracle power of the Holy Ghost.
El poder milagroso del Espíritu Santo.
That led God's people.
Que guió al pueblo de Dios.
A fire by day.
Un fuego de día.
And a cloud by night.
Y una nube de noche.
That was signified.
Eso significaba
because of the tabernacle in the wilderness.
Por el tabernáculo en el desierto.
So it would be very easy to say.
So era fácilmente decir
that most of the time in Scripture.
Muchas veces en la escritura.
When a season changes.
Cuando una temporada cambia.
It's because something at the house of God changes.
Es porque algo en la casa de Dios cambió.
That is indeed the picture here.
Ese es el retrato aquí.
Because this psalm is saying.
Cuando este salmo es cantado.
At the dedication of the house of David.
En la dedicación de la casa de David.
For lack of a better term.
Porque no hay mucho término.
David is building a temporary structure.
David está haciendo una estructura natural.
For the Ark of the Covenant.
Temporalmente para el Arca del Pacto.
That will hold the precious things of God.
Que va a detener las casas preciosas de Dios.
Until Solomon can build the temple.
Hasta que Salomón pueda construir el templo.
David begins talking about the keeping hand of God.
David comenzó hablando de la mano que lo guarda.
He is approaching the dedication of the house.
Está acercando la dedicación de la casa.
And he starts it off right, I believe.
Y lo empieza bien, yo creo.
By just simply saying,
simplemente diciendo,
my foes didn't rejoice over me.
Que mis enemigos no se regocijaron contra mí.
If you could just let me put it like this tonight,
si me dejan decirlo así esta noche,
David went into a new season.
David entró en una nueva temporada.
And he said, the only reason I'm walking into a new season.
Y dijo, la única razón por la que estoy entrando en esta nueva temporada,
is because the enemy of my old season.
Es porque el enemigo de mi temporada anterior
didn't prevail.
No me venció.
I'm just here to tell you tonight.
Te vengo a decir esta noche.
The only reason and you're here in 2024.
La única razón por la cual estás aquí
is because God didn't let the demon that wanted to kill you in 23.
Es porque Dios no dejó el demonio del 23.
Prevail over you.
Vencerte a ti.
I'm telling you, you should have died in 23.
Te tenías que haber muerto en el 23.
You should have got divorced in 23.
Te hubieras divorciado en el
23. You should have filed bankruptcy in 23.
Tenías que irte a la quiebra.
But God didn't let your enemies,
pero Dios no dejó el enemigo,
overcome you.
De que te venciera.
God didn't let your enemies,
Dios no dejó que tus enemigos,
rejoice.
Se regocijen.
I'm thankful on a Wednesday night,
estoy agradecido este miércoles,
the first Wednesday night of the year,
porque el miércoles de este año,
I've already got something to shout about.
Ya tengo razón para la cual gritar.
Devil, I'm still here.
Diablo, aún estoy aquí.
You didn't kill me last year.
No me mataste el año anterior.
I didn't backslide.
No me alejé.
I didn't walk away from God.
No me alejé de Dios.
God kept me.
Dios me guardó.
God anointed me.
Dios me ungió.
God protected me.
Dios me protegió.
I'm still here.
Yo aún estoy aquí.
I just came to church on the first week of the new year.
Vengo a la iglesia la primera semana del año.
To give God praise.
Para alabar a Dios.
And say in your face, devil.
Y decir en tu cara, diablo.
You lied to me.
Tú me mentiste.
You told me it was over.
Me dijiste que se acabó.
You told me it was the end.
Me dijiste que era el final.
But God.
Pero Dios.
Who is rich in mercy.
Que es rico en misericordia.
Made a way.
Abrió camino.
Out of no way.
Donde no había camino.
But God.
Orizo.
Kept me.
Dios me guardó.
When I was unkeepable.
Cuando yo no podía.
But God,
pero Dios,
healed me.
Me sanó.
When the doctor couldn't fix me.
Cuando el doctor no podía.
That's what David said.
Por eso David dijo,
I cried.
Yo clamé.
And you healed me.
Y me sanaste.
I don't care if it's a broken heart.
No me importa si es corazón quebrado.
The healing power of God's in this house
tonight. El poder de sanidad está aquí.
And you're looking at people tonight.
Y hay personas aquí.
That are dancing and shouting.
Que están danzando y gritando.
Because God healed their broken heart last year.
Porque Dios sanó su corazón ayer.
So they're going into the new season.
El año pasado están entrando.
With a praise on their lips.
Con una alabanza en este
and
año.
And a song in their heart.
Y una canción en su
because
corazón.
Because when I cried.
Porque cuando clamé.
You healed me.
Tú me sanaste.
When I cried.
Cuando clamé.
You fixed me.
Tú me arreglaste.
I couldn't fix myself.
No me podía arreglar.
The lawyer couldn't fix me.
El abogado no podía.
The doctor couldn't fix me.
El doctor no podía.
The banker couldn't fix me.
El banco
the
no podía.
Preacher couldn't even fix me.
El predicador no podía.
But God
pero
fixed
Dios me.
Me
salvó.
I know I'm not preaching to everybody right now.
Yo sé que no les predico a todos.
Some of y'all had a perfect year.
Algunos tenían año perfecto.
But I'm just here to tell you, I'm going into a new season.
Pero yo estoy entrando en nueva temporada.
And I'm rejoicing.
Y me estoy alegrando.
Because God fixed me last year.
Porque Dios me tocó el año pasado.
I'm rejoicing.
Me estoy alegrando.
Because God healed me last year.
Porque Dios me sanó el año pasado.
I'm going into the new season.
Estoy entrando en la nueva temporada.
With a high praise.
Con alabanzas altas.
Because God made a way yesterday.
Porque Dios abrió camino ayer.
And He's the same.
Y es el mismo ayer,
yesterday,
ayer,
today,
hoy,
and forever.
Y para siempre.
He will not fail.
Él no va a fallar.
He will not lie.
Él no va a mentir.
Because he's a miracle working God.
Porque él obra milagros, mi Dios.
David.
Y David
begins to give.
Empieza a dar
instruction.
O instrucciones.
He said, "The Lord kept my soul."
Dice el Señor guardó mi alma.
I cried and He healed me.
Yo clamé y me sanó.
Some writers would say
algunos autores dicen
that David is walking down the aisles to the house of God.
Que David está caminando hacia la casa de Dios.
Walking into the place
entrando en el lugar
that the most holy things will be held.
Donde las cosas más santísimas van a estar.
And there is a voice that rings out from the tabernacle.
Y hay una voz que sale del tabernáculo.
That can be heard on the outside.
Que se puede oír de afuera.
David says these words.
David dice esas palabras.
Give thanks unto him.
Da gracias a él.
Oh, his saints.
Oh, sus santos.
He wasn't talking to the backslider.
No le estaba hablando al alejado.
He wasn't talking to the drug addict.
No le estaba hablando al drogadicto.
But he was talking to the saint of God.
Pero estaba hablando al santo de Dios.
And he said, if you're going to go into the new season,
y dice, si vas a entrar a nueva temporada,
you better go into the new season right.
Tienes que entrar bien.
You better go in with a thankful heart.
Tienes que entrar con corazón alegre.
And you better sing praises unto the Lord.
Y debes de cantar alabanzas a Dios.
Because I know that God is worthy.
Porque yo sé que Dios es digno.
David said, you don't need anything else to praise him about.
David dice, no necesitas más para alabar.
He kept us.
Él nos guardó.
That's enough.
Eso es suficiente.
He kept me from the pit.
Él me guardó del pozo.
So sing praises.
So canta alabanza.
Unto the Lord.
Al Señor.
Oh ye saints of His.
Oh santos de ustedes.
Sing praises.
Cantar alabanza.
Unto the Lord.
Al Señor.
In Birmingham, Alabama.
En Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh ye saints of His.
Oh santos que le pertenecen a él.
I know life's already hit some of you between the eyes.
Yo sé que está unos.
But sing praises.
Pero canta alabanzas.
Unto the Lord.
Al Señor.
Oh ye saints of His.
Santos que le pertenecen.
If you've been bought.
Si se han comprado.
If you've been redeemed.
Si han sido redimidos.
If you've been baptized in His name.
Si han sido bautizados en su nombre.
If you've been filled with the Spirit.
Si han sido llenados con su espíritu.
Sing praises.
Canta alabanzas.
Unto the Lord.
Al Señor.
Oh ye saints of His.
Santos que le pertenecen a él.
Well, I know it's Wednesday night.
Yo sé que es miércoles en la
noche. It'd be real easy to just come and push cruise control.
Y tal vez nomás quieren llevarse.
But I come to challenge you tonight.
Pero los vengo a retar.
In the way that God has challenged me.
En la forma que Dios me ha retado a mí.
And that is simply.
Y eso es manera.
When you're walking into a new season.
Cuando entras en nueva temporada.
Make up your mind right here, right now.
Pon una decisión ahorita en este momento.
That everything I come against in 2024.
Que todo lo que enfrente en este año.
I'm going to approach it with praise.
Lo voy a alabar con alabanza.
I know I'm going to have problems this year.
Yo sé que voy a tener problemas.
I'm going to prophesy to you.
Te voy a profetizar.
You're going to have bad days in 24.
Vas a tener malos días en el 24.
Thank you, prophet obvious.
Pero eso es obvio.
You're going to have ups and downs in 24.
Vas a tener altas y bajas.
But I wish there'd be somebody tonight.
Pero deseo que haya ganado esta noche.
That would make up their mind right now.
Que tomen una decisión esta noche.
I'm going to approach it with praise.
Lo voy a acercar con alabanza.
When I'm having a bad day,
cuando tengo mal día,
sing praises unto the Lord.
Canta alabanzas a Dios.
Oh, ye saints of His.
O los que pertenecen a él.
When everything goes wrong,
cuando todo sale mal,
sing praises unto the Lord.
Alaba al Señor.
Oh, ye saints of His.
Los que le pertenecen
a él. When my family turns upside down,
cuando mi familia es volteada,
sing praises unto the Lord.
Canta alabanzas a Dios.
Oh, ye saints of His.
Los que le pertenecen.
When I don't have any money,
cuando no tengo dinero,
sing praises unto the Lord.
Canta alabanzas a Dios.
Oh, ye saints of His!
Oh, santos que le pertenecen!
I'm here to remind you in 24.
Le vengo a acordar en este año
that you can still praise your way out.
Que aún lo puedes alabar.
And you can still praise your way through.
Y puedes recibir victoria.
There is nothing.
No hay nada
that you can overcome.
Que no puedas vencer.
With the spirit of praise.
Con un espíritu de alabanza.
In your mouth.
En tu boca.
And in your heart.
Y en tu corazón.
Let me just stop right here for a moment and tell somebody.
Deja paro aquí, le digo a alguien.
If you don't understand all this running,
si no entiendes estos corredas,
and all of this singing,
y todas estas canciones,
and all of this shouting,
y todos estos que gritan,
what we found in Birmingham,
lo que encontramos en Birmingham,
is what David prophesied.
Es lo que David profetizó.
The reason he would say, "Sing praises unto the Lord,"
la razón por la cual dicen canta alabanzas a Dios,
is because he can see into the future prophetically.
Es porque puede ver al futuro proféticamente.
And he understood that there was going to be a day,
y él entendió que había haber un día,
that the Spirit of the Lord was going to fall on some people in an upper room.
De Dios iba a caer sobre personas.
And one writer would talk about it like this.
Y un autor lo iba a decir así.
He would say it's joy unspeakable.
Es gozo inexplicable.
And it's full of glory.
Y es lleno de gloria.
And the half is yet to be told.
Y aún se tiene que contar.
If you don't understand what's going on,
no entiendes lo que sucede,
let me introduce you to the Holy Ghost.
Déjate introduzco al Espíritu
It'll
Santo.
Make the wrong right.
Hace lo malo correcto.
It'll make the broken whole.
Hace lo quebrado correcto.
It'll fix your mind.
Sana tu vida.
It'll fix your emotions.
Sana tus emociones.
I need a witness tonight that knows what I'm talking
Habrá
about.
Testigo que sabe esta noche.
Let somebody know I'm
De
amen.
Alguien saber ahorita.
Everything he said.
Que todo lo que él dice.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God did it for me.
Dios hizo por
and
mí.
He can do it for you.
Y lo puede hacer para ti.
You might not have a reason to sing right now.
Tal vez no tienes razón para cantar.
But if you get the Holy Ghost,
pero si tienes al Espíritu
you
Santo,
can know what I'm singing about.
Puedes saber lo que estoy cantando.
If you get the Holy Ghost,
si recibes al Espíritu
you
Santo,
can know what I'm shouting about.
Puedes saber de qué estoy gritando.
If you get the Holy Ghost,
si recibes al Espíritu Santo,
you'll have a reason to run too.
Vas a tener razón para correr.
I'm gonna say it again.
Lo voy a decir de nuevo.
Because it's joy.
Dios es gozo.
Joy.
Gozo.
Unspeakable
Inexplicable.
Joy. And it's way down in my soul.
Y adentro está en mi alma.
Hallelujah. Which brings us to our next verse. David begins to write.
David empieza a escribir.
And he writes a part of the scripture.
Y escribe una parte de la escritura.
Again, we do not quote this, Pastor Collins.
Otra vez no hablamos esto.
When we quote verse 5.
Cuando hablamos del versículo 5.
Because it isn't as churchy.
Porque en esto.
You can't shout to that part.
No puedes gritar para eso.
But when you get the revelation.
Pero cuando recibes la revelación.
Of what David meant.
De lo que David quería entender.
When David said for his anger.
Porque su enojo.
Endure it.
Solamente
for a moment,
es por un momento,
but in his favor,
pero en su favor,
is life.
Hay luz.
That really doesn't connect with what David was fixing to say.
Eso no se conecta realmente con lo que iba a decir.
But you have to understand.
Pero tienes que entender.
This is the dedication of the house of David.
Es la dedicación de la casa de David.
And there would be people.
Y ahí iban a haber personas.
That would say, David, you can't do that.
Que iban a decir, David, no puedes hacer eso.
Because of what you did over there.
Por lo que hiciste allá.
David, you can't build the house.
David, no puedes hacer la casa.
Because you're a bloody man.
Porque eres un hombre sangriento.
Because you're an adulterer.
Porque eres un adultero.
Because you're a murderer.
Porque eres un asesino.
And David's response was that.
Y la respuesta de David era
eso. His anger endureth but for a moment.
Su ira es por un momento.
I'm gonna preach that to 24.
Lo voy a predicar en el 24.
You shouldn't shout like that.
No grites así.
Because of what you did last week.
Por lo que hiciste la semana pasada.
You shouldn't be able to dance like that.
No debes de danzar así.
Because of how you used to live.
De la manera que vivías antes.
Why are you getting drunk in the Holy Ghost?
¿Por qué te emborrachas en el Espíritu?
When you used to get drunk on Budweiser.
Cuando te emborrachabas en la Budweiser.
Why are you getting high on the Holy Ghost?
¿Por qué te emborrachas con el Holy
Ghost? When you used to get high on drugs.
Cuando te emborrachabas con las drogas.
But David looked at his haters.
Pero David miró a sus enemigos.
And he said, his anger is just a moment.
Y dice, su ira es por un momento.
David said, yes, I made a mistake.
Dice, sí, yo hice un error.
Yes, I fell down.
Sí, yo me caí.
Yeah, I'm a bad man.
Yo soy un hombre malo.
But God,
pero Dios,
looked at me,
me miró,
and said, I'm only going to let my anger last a moment.
Y dice, mira, solamente es un momento.
David said, I can shout.
David dice, puedo gritar.
Because God wasn't fair to me.
Porque Dios no fue justo conmigo.
Because if God would have been fair,
si Dios iba a ser justo conmigo,
I would have died in 23.
Yo me hubiera muerto en el 23.
I'm shouting.
Yo estoy gritando.
Because God's not fair.
Porque Dios no es justo.
David said, I don't deserve to be
David
here.
Dice, yo no merezco estar aquí.
I don't deserve to shout.
Yo no merezco gritar.
I don't deserve to dance.
Yo no merezco danzar.
But his anger only lasts a moment.
Pero su ira solamente es un momento.
But baby, if you make it past the moment of
Pero
anger,
si pasas más allá,
in his favor,
en su favor,
there's life.
Hay vida.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me preach to somebody right now.
Déjale predico a alguien ahorita.
That the devil's trying to convince you.
Que el diablo te quiere convencer.
That is trying to walk out on God.
Que es tiempo que te alejes de Dios.
Because you're having to live through the season of anger.
Porque tienes que vivir por la temporada del enojo.
The devil's trying to convince you.
El diablo te quiere convencer.
That God doesn't love you.
Que Dios no te ama.
And God doesn't care about you.
Y Dios no te, ya no te quiere.
Because you're experiencing a small season of anger.
Porque tienes una temporada de ira.
Can I tell you tonight, God hates sin.
Pero Dios dice,
God has to punish sin.
Dios odia el pecado.
But if you can live through the season of anger,
pero si vives por una temporada pequeña,
David said, after anger,
después de la ira,
there's favor.
Hay favor.
I know the devil told you to give up.
Yo sé que el diablo te dijo que te rindas.
But after anger,
pero después de la ira,
there's favor.
Hay favor.
After God teaches you how to walk in His ways,
después que Dios te enseñe cómo caminar,
there's favor.
Hay favor.
After you walk through the storm and the rain,
después de que camines,
there's favor.
Hay favor.
And I'm just going to preach to you tonight, I'd rather have the favor of God.
Yo prefiero tener el favor de Dios.
If I've got to live through the anger,
si tengo que vivir por la
then
ira,
so be it.
Yes, yeah.
Because anger is just a moment.
Porque la ira es un momento.
But David said favor is for life.
Pero el favor,
anger is just a season.
La ira es un poquito.
But favor is forever.
Pero el favor es para siempre.
Anger is just a moment.
La ira es un momento.
But until the day I die,
pero hasta que el día me muera,
if I walk with God,
yo voy a caminar con Dios,
if I hold to His hand,
yo me aferro a su mano,
God's unchanging hand,
Dios no cambia,
I'm going to experience the favor,
yo voy a sentir el favor,
and when I walk in favor,
y cuando camino en favor,
no weapon,
ninguna arma,
formed against me,
forjada contra mí,
shall prosper,
prosperará,
when I walk in favor,
cuando camino en favor,
my enemy's going to come in one way,
mi enemigo entra a un lado,
and he's going to leave seven ways,
y se va a ir de siete,
when I walk in favor,
cuando camino en
rejoice not against me.
Alégrate no conmigo.
Oh, my enemy.
Enemigo mío.
For when I fall,
porque cuando me caigo,
I shall arise.
Me levantaré.
I'm pressing through the anger.
Estoy empujando el enojo.
I'm living through the anger.
Estoy viviendo por la ira.
You see the reason that God,
la razón por la cual
allows you to go through the season of anger,
Dios permitió que pasaras por eso,
is to find out,
es para averiguar,
are you in it for the fish and the loaves,
si estás aquí por los peces y los panes,
or do you understand that favor costs something,
o entiendes que el favor cuesta algo.
Ooh, I'm preaching now.
Estoy predicando ya.
See, we talk about salvation being free.
Hablamos de la salvación siendo gratis.
And it is.
Y sí es.
Except nothing's free.
Pero nada es gratis.
Y'all catch that? Yeah. Y'all picking up what I'm putting down right there?
¿Averiguaron lo que estoy diciendo?
It's for everybody.
Es para todos.
All you got to do is repent.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es arrepentirte.
Be baptized in Jesus' name.
Ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Recibir el don del Espíritu
That's
Santo.
Salvation.
Eso es salvación.
But then you got to lay down all of your desires.
Pero luego tienes que dejar tus deseos.
And pick up His cross.
Y levantar su cruz.
And follow Him.
Y seguirlo a Él.
People that are living just for the fish and the loaves,
los que viven nomás por el pan y el pan y el pez,
never make it through the season of anger.
Nunca llegan la temporada de la ira.
They never make it through the punishment for sin.
Nunca pasan por la ira del pecado.
So I thought God washes away sin. He does.
Dios limpia el pecado.
But God ain't just going to show up at American Express and pay back all the debt that you pay. That
pero no nomás va a llegar a pagar toda la deuda.
God ain't going to go into your past and undo all of the dysfunction that you caused.
Dios no va a ir a tu pasado y arreglar toda la disfunción que causaste.
Am I telling the truth, Pastor Collins? He's not going to go into your past and make everything that was wrong right.
Él no va a ir a tu pasado y corregir todo lo que estaba mal.
But God's got a way.
Pero Dios tiene una manera.
To use Joseph's word, what the devil meant for evil.
Para usar la palabra de José, lo que
he can turn it around.
Lo que el enemigo quería para el mal.
I don't know how.
Él lo puede voltear, yo no
but
sé.
But God will give the glory.
Pero Dios recibe la gloria.
And you'll be an overcomer.
Y tú vas a ser un vencedor.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Por la sangre del cordero.
And the word of your testimony.
Y la palabra de tu testimonio.
Look where he brought me from.
Mira de dónde me trajo.
I lived through the anger.
Yo viví por la ira.
And now I'm walking in favor.
Y ahora camino en el favor.
And when you get that revelation,
y cuando recibes esa revelación,
then you can get to the rest of the verse.
Entonces puedes llegar al resto del versículo.
The weeping,
aunque la lloro,
the original text,
el texto original,
is a little bit more colorful, if you will.
Es un poco más descriptivo.
When we think of weeping,
cuando hablamos del lloro,
or crying,
o llorar,
we think of somebody unfriending me on Facebook.
Pensamos de alguien que ya no es mi amigo.
We think about Somebody hurt my feelings.
Pensamos en alguien me lastimó los sentimientos.
We think about the flat tire when we're late for work, and so all we know to do is cry.
Pensamos en la llanta ponchada y lloramos.
But that's not a biblical example of weeping.
Pero eso no es ejemplo bíblico de llorar.
It actually translates better to say.
Se traduce mejor para decir
wailing.
Ya gemir.
Which is it's anguish.
Es angustia.
It's pain.
Es dolor.
It's a broken spirit.
Es un espíritu quebrado.
It's more than just crying tears.
Es más que nomás llorar lágrimas.
But it's crying from your soul.
Pero es llorando de tu alma.
And David says, though weeping,
y David dice, aunque el lloro
may endure,
pase por un tiempo,
for the night,
por la noche.
The original word here is rena.
La palabra original es rena,
which means a shrill sound,
que significa un sonido,
or a shout,
o un grito.
Quite frankly,
diciendo francamente,
David said like this.
David lo dijo así.
The wailing endures for a night.
Aunque estés gimiendo por la noche.
Shouting's coming in the morning.
Vienen los gritos en la mañana.
And this was David's approach.
Y esta era la respuesta de David.
To a new season.
A una nueva temporada.
David said, I had to cry sometimes.
David dice, tenía que llorar a veces.
I had to go through some stuff.
Tenía que pasar por cosas.
I had to fight hell.
Tenía que pelear el infierno.
But I started shouting about
Pero empecé a gritar.
I'm going to tell you again, I don't know what you're going to go through this year.
But
what would happen if you approached it with a shout?
¿Pero qué sucede si te vieras?
What would happen if before the problem ever got there?
¿Qué pasa si antes que llegue el problema?
You just started shouting.
¿Tú empezabas a gritar?
What would happen before the sickness ever got there?
¿Qué sucede si antes que llegue la enfermedad?
If you just started shouting.
Si empiezas a gritar.
Why are you shouting already?
¿Por qué gritas ahorita?
Because I know God's going to make a way.
Porque mi Dios abre camino.
I know God's going to open a door.
Yo sé que Dios va a abrir una puerta.
I know God's going to heal my body.
Yo sé que Dios va a sanar mi cuerpo.
Bishop, if I take this out of context, you just fix it, okay?
Si lo tomo fuera de contexto, arreglo el obispo.
But I started reading this.
Pero empecé a leer esto.
I started thinking about it.
Y empecé a pensar.
David said.
David dice.
Wailing.
El gemir.
May.
Tal vez.
You know what may means, Brother Collins?
¿Sabes lo que significa tal vez?
It means you call me.
Significa que me llamas.
And say.
Y dices.
Why don't you meet me at the coffee shop?
¿Por qué no me encuentras en el coffee shop?
And you already know what I'm going to say.
¿Y tú sabes lo que yo te voy a decir?
Maybe I will.
Tal vez.
Maybe I won't.
Tal vez no.
It's like, y'all going to the vacation this year?
¿Van a vacaciones este año?
We may.
Tal vez.
You going to Walmart Black Friday shop?
¿Vas a ir a la Walmart en el Black Friday?
We may.
Tal vez.
It's a possibility.
Es una posibilidad.
David said,
David dice,
weeping, may.
El gemir tal vez.
It's possible.
Es posible.
But then he said.
Pero luego dice.
Joy.
El gozo.
Cometh.
Viene.
That's an absolutely.
Ese es un absoluto.
I've come to preach to a congregation tonight.
Le vengo a predicar una congregación.
You need to stop crying over stuff that may happen.
Deja de llorar por lo que tal vez suceda.
And start shouting over some absolutely.
Y alegra por algo absoluto.
Depression may.
Depresión tal vez.
Problems may.
Problemas tal vez.
But joy.
Pero gozo.
Cometh.
Viene.
It's an absolute.
En es absoluto.
I might have to go through some problems.
Tal vez pase por problemas.
But I'm just gonna put the devil on notice.
Pero le voy a dejar saber al diablo.
I have a promise.
Tengo una promesa.
That says I'm coming out.
Que dice voy a salir.
Joy cometh.
Gozo viene.
Shouting's coming.
Viene.
Dancing's coming.
Viene el danza.
Weeping may.
But
joy will.
Pero el gozo es absoluto.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Voy a hacer una pregunta.
How many miracles have you missed?
¿Cuántos milagros perdieron?
In the last 365 days.
En los últimos 365 días.
Because you came to church.
Porque viniste a la iglesia.
Crying over a maybe.
Llorando por un tal vez.
You know what I'm talking about.
¿Tú sabes lo que hablo?
All it was a little cut.
Solo era una corta, una cortadita.
When you got on Dr. Google.
Te metiste al Dr. Google.
WebMD. And because the bleeding wouldn't stop.
Y porque la sangrado no paraba.
You diagnosed yourself.
Te diagnosticaste.
And what started out as just a little cut.
Y lo que empezó como una cortadita.
Turned into brain cancer.
Se hizo en el cáncer del cerebro.
Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. It was just a little thing.
Era una cosa pequeña.
But by the time you got through dwelling on it,
pero para el tiempo que terminaste de pensar en eso,
you done made it so big,
ya lo hiciste tan grande,
that you couldn't come to church and worship,
que no pudiste venir a adorar.
Oh, Pastor Colin.
Oh, Pastor.
You don't know how bad I got it.
No sabes qué tan mal me está yendo.
You don't know how bad I'm going through.
No sabes por lo que estoy pasando.
And the truth of the matter is, it ain't half as bad as you think it is.
Y la verdad es que no está tan malo.
You just started crying over a maybe.
Solo empezaste a llorar por un tal vez.
The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart,
la Biblia dice, como un hombre piensa en su corazón,
so is he.
Él así es.
So if you're going to cry over negativity,
so si vas a llorar por la negatividad,
you're going to get negativity.
Vas a recibir negatividad.
But I made up in my mind.
Pero yo he decidido.
I'm going to start shouting.
Voy a empezar a gritar.
I don't have time.
Yo no tengo tiempo.
To listen to the voice.
Para oír la voz.
Of doubt and unbelief.
De la duda y incredulidad.
Pastor said we're going to have revival.
Vamos a tener avivamiento.
We're having revival.
Vamos a tener avivamiento.
It's an absolutely.
Es un absoluto.
That's why.
Es por eso.
Jonathan and his armor bearer.
Jonathan.
Y'all got time tonight?
¿Tienen tiempo?
I'm almost done, I promise.
Ya casi termino.
But Jonathan and his armor bearer.
Pero Jonathan y su soldado.
Can start going up the hill.
Pueden empezar a subir.
On their way to fight an unbalanced battle.
En camino a pelear una batalla.
And they begin to talk amongst themselves.
Y empiezan a hablar entre sí.
And Jonathan said to his armor bearer.
Y Jonathan le dice a su soldado.
If they ask us to come up to the garrison,
si nos preguntan que subemos,
then we're going to go up.
Entonces vamos a subir.
What? He could possibly die in this fight.
Posiblemente puede morir.
He's outnumbered at least 20 to 1.
A veces, tal vez es 20 a 1.
At a minimum.
Al mínimo.
He could die.
Él puede morir.
And Jonathan looked at his armor bearer, Pastor Collins.
Y Jonathan lo mira y le dice.
And these are the words that he says.
Y estas son las palabras que dice.
For it's not like God.
Porque no es por Dios.
He can win by many.
Él puede ganar por muchos.
Or he can win by few.
O puede ganar por pocos.
No, some of y'all missed it. What Jonathan was saying.
Lo que estaba diciendo él.
Is I might die in this battle.
Es que yo tal vez me muera en esta batalla.
But one thing I know.
Pero lo que yo no sé.
If God wins by many.
Es que Dios gana por muchos.
Or if God wins by few.
O si gana por pocos.
God's going to win.
Dios va a ganar.
I don't know how it's going to work out.
Yo no sé cómo va a pasar.
But I'm not going to back up over a maybe.
Pero no voy a echar para atrás por un tal vez.
I'm going to walk forward.
Voy a caminar adelante.
Because I know God's going to win.
Porque yo sé que Dios va a ganar.
I don't know what got in the spirit of Joshua.
Yo no sé lo que le entró el espíritu de Josué.
Or Jonathan, rather.
Pero Jonathan.
I don't know what got in his spirit.
Yo no sé qué se metió en su espíritu.
But the way that I see it in my little Sunday school mind.
Pero en la manera de cómo lo miro yo.
Is that while Jonathan's got a sure word?
Es que mientras Jonathan tiene una palabra segura.
God's gonna win.
Dios va a ganar.
Because victory belongs to the Lord.
Porque la victoria le pertenece al Señor.
I wonder if Jonathan started walking up that hill.
Me pregunto si él empezaba a caminar.
And started singing a little bit.
Y empezó a cantar un poco.
Victory is mine.
La victoria es mía.
Victory is mine.
La victoria es mía.
Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. I don't know if God's going to win. I don't know how this is going to work out.
Yo no sé cómo va a obrar esto.
I don't have enough money to pay my bills.
No tengo suficiente dinero para los biles.
We've been spending during for a night.
Tal vez suceda esto por una noche.
But Jonathan probably said like this, joy is mine.
Pero el gozo es mío.
Joy it's mine. Joy today it's mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. I told, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. I've been locked up, tied up, I ain't got nowhere to go. My back's against the wall.
Mi espalda está con la pared.
I don't see a way out.
Yo no veo una manera de salir.
But deliverance is mine.
Pero la liberación es mía.
Deliverance is mine.
Liberación es
mía. Deliverance today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Deliverance today is mine. Everybody clap your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Deliverance is mine. Deliverance is mine. Deliverance today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Deliverance today is mine. That's why Paul can be sitting on the ship.
Pablo puede estar en el barco.
And the winds are tossing and turning.
Y los vientos están soplando.
Paul,
Pablo,
I ain't never seen a storm like this.
Nunca he visto una tormenta como esta.
After the Holy Ghost, we might not make it out of this.
Tal vez no vayamos a salir.
And Paul just rolls over and goes back to sleep.
Y Pablo se duerme otra vez.
I wonder if they came to Paul.
Me preguntaron si vinieron a Pablo.
And said, Paul.
Y dijeron, Pablo.
Have you lost your mind?
¿Te volviste loco?
Paul.
Pablo.
Are you crazy?
¿Estás loco?
How can you shout, Paul?
¿Cómo puedes gritar?
When we're about to be shipwrecked.
Cuando vamos a ser naufragados.
And I can imagine Paul.
Me imagino Pablo.
Looking at him and saying, boys.
Mirándolos para afuera diciendo.
I got a word from God.
Yo tengo una palabra de Dios.
That said, I'm going to Rome.
Que dice, yo voy a Roma.
So I'm not crying.
No voy a llorar
over a shipwreck.
Sobre una de este barco.
I'm not crying.
No estoy llorando.
If it goes down,
si se hunde,
I got a word from God.
Tengo palabra de Dios.
I'm going to Rome.
Yo voy a Roma.
I don't know what boat you're on right now.
Yo no sé en qué barco estás.
And the winds are tossing and turning.
Y los vientos están soplando.
But I got a word for you.
Pero tengo una palabra para ti.
You gonna be all right.
Tú vas a estar bien.
The boat might sink.
El barco tal vez se hunda.
But I'm holding on to Jesus.
Pero te lo agarrando a Jesús.
Because he walks on the water.
Mientras él camina el agua.
I'm not crying over a maybe.
No estoy llorando por un tal vez.
When I can shout over an absolute.
Cuando puedo gritar por un absoluto.
Pastor Collins, you don't have to worry about me in 24.
Pastor, no te preocupes por mí.
I'm not coming to church one service.
Yo no vengo un servicio a la iglesia.
With a bad attitude.
Con una mala actitud.
Mad at God.
Enojado con Dios.
I'm coming with a shout.
Yo vengo con un grito.
I leaned over to Pastor Collins when they were singing earlier.
Cuando estaban cantando hace rato.
And they were singing a song.
Y estaban cantando una canción.
And the words of the song said, now all of my fear.
Y las palabras dice, todo mi temor.
I will turn into praise.
Se convertirán en alabanza.
And Bishop, I told Pastor, I said, I don't know if we really know what that means.
Dice, yo no sé si realmente significa lo que sé lo que significa.
What would happen?
¿Qué pasaría?
If we actually
si realmente
took every fear,
tomamos todo temor,
every anxiety,
toda ansiedad.
This is the approach to the new season.
Esta es la nueva temporada.
What if everything that been pushing me into the corner?
¿Qué tal si todo lo que me estaba echando para atrás?
I took the fear of failure.
Yo tomo el temor del miedo.
And I turned it into praise.
Y lo convierto en alabanza.
What if I took every fear that the devil's been putting in my face?
¿Qué tal si tomo todo temor?
And I turned it into worship.
Y lo convierto en adoración.
I don't know what you came to do.
Yo no sé qué viniste,
but I came to praise the Lord.
Pero yo vine a alabar a Dios.
I came to magnify
yo vine
the name
a magnificar a Dios.
That's above every
que está sobre
name.
Todo nombre.
I'm standing on an absolute.
Estoy parado en un absoluto.
I'm closing.
Estoy cerrando.
But I can't preach about this without talking about the three Hebrew boys.
Pero no puedo predicar esto sin los tres hebreos.
That Nebuchadnezzar,
que el Nabucodonosor,
had told them.
Les dijo,
when you hear the sounds of the music,
cuando escuchen la música,
you're going to bow down to the idol.
Se van a arrodillar a ese ídolo.
And I don't know which one of them it was an answer.
Y yo no sé cuál fue el que respondió.
But they said, "Oh king."
Pero dijo, "Oh rey."
We are not careful.
No tenemos cuidado.
To answer thee.
Para responderte.
Concerning this matter.
Sobre este asunto.
He said, "We might die."
Si dice, tal vez moremos.
Our God is able.
Mi Dios tiene el poder.
But
pero
if we die.
Si nos moremos.
If he doesn't deliver us.
Si no nos libera.
Let me give you a word.
Deja te doy una palabra.
Let me give you an absolutely.
Deja te doy un absoluto.
I'm still not bowing.
Yo no me voy a arrodillar.
Devil.
Diablo.
I just want to give you an absolute.
Te quiero dar un absoluto.
On the first Wednesday night.
En el primer miércoles.
Of 2024.
Del 2024.
I'm not bowing.
No me voy a arrodillar.
I'm not backing up.
No me voy a echar para atrás.
I'm not throwing in the towel.
No me voy a rendir.
But I'm approaching everything with praise.
Pero vengo todo con alabanza.
Every trial.
Cada problema.
I'm going to praise through
cada tribulación,
it. Every test.
Cada
I'm going through it with praise.
Voy a pasar con alabanza.
Now somebody tell the devil.
Que alguien le diga
in your
diablo,
own words.
En tus propias palabras,
I'm going to praise my way
voy a alabar
through.
A Dios.
I wish you'd get a hold of that fear right now.
Quiero que agarres ese temor
and put
ahorita.
It under your feet.
Y lo pongas bajo
and
tus
turn
pies.
It into praise.
Y lo conviertas en alabanza.
I wish you'd get a hold of that depression right
quiero
now.
Que agarres esa depresión.
And put it under your feet.
Y lo pongas bajo tus
and
pies.
Turn it into praise.
Y lo hagas alabanza.
I wish you'd get a hold of the anxiety
quiero
right
que agarres
now.
Algo ahorita.
And put it under your feet.
Y lo pongas bajo tus
and
pies.
Turn it into praise.
Y lo hagas alabanza.
Whatever's been holding you back.
Lo que te ha estado deteniendo.
Put it under your feet.
Ponlo bajo tus pies.
And let it hold you up.
Y deja que te sostenga.
Whatever's been keeping you away.
Lo que te ha detenido.
Put it under your feet.
Ponlo bajo tus pies.
And let it make you closer to God.
Y deja que te acerque más
I'm
a Dios.
I'm approaching everything with praise.
Quiero que respondas con la oración.
Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in verse. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Say
all of my fear I will turn into
I'm gonna turn it into praise.
Shake off despair as I sing out your name.
Come on, you wanna step out of the aisle
debes de salir de tu banca.
Step out of the aisle.
Debes salir de tu banca.
Turn your fear into praise.
Y tonto el fiero en alabanza.
All of my fear I will turn into
shake off despair.